I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hot and humid, chance for showers today on this August 20th. But as we head into the belly of the beast of hurricane season, apparently there's some kind of high pressure ridge or something. I don't understand it, but the Gulf is closed. And we don't have to worry about any systems heading into the Gulf for the next 10 days, which is good. That'll take us to August 30th, past the 29th, and then we'll see what happens from there. We're talking now to Joyce Epstein, co-director of the Center on School, Family, and Community Partnerships and the National Network of Partnership Schools, and a professor of education at Johns Hopkins, about homework. And it can be controversial. Good morning, Dr. Epstein. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Glad to be with you today.
Thank you for taking the time with us. This homework thing, it's not new, huh? People have been questioning homework for a long time.
Very, very long time. Every year about this time at the start of the school year, it's a perennial and always interesting topic.
In my household, and I guess I was raised in a different generation, but the only discussion of homework was you got it and you do it and make sure you have it done, and then you go to bed and then you go to school the next day. Have things changed?
Well, we hope so. So, you know, that doing your homework is a very important part of being a young school scholar, but there are ways to design homework so that it's more interesting and that helps youngsters build some skills of interaction and discussion and pride with what they're doing in school.
But I guess, as I think about it, they tell you that for college, you're supposed to do 2 hours of homework for every hour in the class, right? That's what I think is what they said. But that's different than high school or is than grammar school or middle school. Am I wrong or not?
No, you're quite right. That's not a good rule for the younger grades. We were working with kindergarten kids. They thought homework was great because it was something their older siblings did. But there's a lot of information about homework now and not a kind of a hard rule of how much time per grade level. There are a lot of design activities that make any time more worthwhile. And so we don't deal with minutes, even though in research, minutes has been the kind of measure that most researchers have used over decades. But we're trying to move to something more interesting.
Let me take a sidebar real quick here, and that is college really is more about learning to think and teaching yourself, right? That's why you need the 2 hours as opposed to the 1 hour?
Well, it's not 2 hours or 1 hour. In terms of the younger grades, we really want to move to design of good homework. And I'm not really keen or aware of rules at the college level. That can really billow into many hours of work on essays and papers and things. That's not really a helpful kind of strategy for thinking about K through 12.
I always thought that college was about teaching you how to think, not necessarily. And I think that's, to me, what a college degree proves, and perhaps not in engineering, but that you can. I know that's not why you're on. I just took that side road here to prove that you can teach yourself and you can critically think. How do you even go about determining what is... Somebody texted in and said, help, my fifth grader is already killing me with the homework. When my kid started high school, I gave her my college ring. And she said, why are you giving me this? And I said, because I'm done. I have done all the homework I'm going to do. You are on your own. Unless you are absolutely stuck, then come get me because I'm not going to do it for you. And, of course, her response was to promptly lose my college ring. But that's neither here or there. How do you go about determining what is the right amount of homework? How does a teacher even go about this? Is there a national standard?
No, there shouldn't be a national standard because every grade level and every subject area is really different. So one of the rules that you mentioned just now that's quite important is that homework is always the student's responsibility and never the parent's responsibility. So we have ways to help youngsters talk about what they're learning in class, and talking to parents and grandparents, neighbors, and others about what they learned or how they did things when they were their age. Activities that help youngsters take charge of their learning and take charge of having conversations or interviews with their family and friends makes the homework really more interesting. And so it's really not about minutes. It's about creating homework that really captures the youngster's interest and makes everybody more interesting and more interested in what kids are learning in class. So if your daughter had interviewed you about how you were working or thinking in school when you were her age, that would have been a good assignment.
Another good assignment would be to find my college class ring. Somebody texted and said, I've been teaching for 24 years, junior high and high school, and I'm the opinion that if a teacher uses class time wisely and efficiently, homework is not needed. Kids need to go home and be kids, play with their friends, go swimming, eat ice cream. Kids need to be kids after school. I don't remember doing homework in high school. I'm sure I did because I got out of high school. So tell you what, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. All right, doctor?
Sure.
Don't take a break yet? All right, let's keep going then. They're waving me off like an air traffic controller. So let's talk about that now. Can you get it all done in a classroom, or is part of the homework process about kids learning to teach themselves?
Well, one of the things that we've studied are the purposes of homework. So that's what your question really raises. If there's no purpose, don't make an assignment. It all is done in class. But there are 10 purposes, 9 of which are valid, that have different designs for homework. So if the purpose is to have the teacher communicate with parents so they don't have to come into a school meeting, then having an assignment where the parents sort of sign off or say they talk to their youngster or check that it was done is one kind of design for that purpose. If the purpose is to have the parent learn what the kids are doing in school that's so interesting that it just takes really a minute or two to talk about, then the design of the homework helps the youngster, not the parent, but the youngster, share something really interesting they learned in math or science or reading or social studies. And it helps the parents see what's happening in school without having to come in to a school meeting, which parents really do not have time to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a story here from Johns Hopkins University Education about .edu about no homework does not guarantee that all students will spend their free time in productive and imaginative play. And that's interesting because of the text I got. You can always counter that with idle hands to the devil's workshop, right?
Well, that's true, too. But, you know, there's time for play and there's time for homework. And some homework, we call it interactive. Interactive homework means the parent and child are going to be talking together. The child is in charge. The student is in charge. But they're going to show, share, or demonstrate something really fun, good, interesting, important that they learned in class.
Doctor, let me take a break now.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm being cleared by air traffic control to land, so let's check traffic. Then we'll come back and talk about interactive homework. 722 traffic now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Joyce Epstein, Dr. Joyce Epstein, co-director of the Center on School, Family, and Community Partnerships and the National Network of Partnership Schools, and a professor of education at Johns Hopkins. Professor, I apologize for the paint ain't paint, but... That's read what they give me. Let's talk about interactive homework.
All right. Well, we have a process called TIPS, Teachers Involve Parents in Schoolwork, that helps the student show, share, and demonstrate what they're learning in class in math, science, and language arts. These are materials that teachers in the grades K through 8 can use because it's hard to engage parents in every subject in every grade level in ways that parents really can enjoy the communication with their children.
Yeah, so, you know, as you say that, Doctor, I hate to interrupt, but so many times you ask your kids when they come home, what'd you learn today? Nothing. How was school? Sure. Okay. But if
so that's the question between the door and the refrigerator.
Exactly. So, but if you drill down, then they'll be responsible to pay attention in school. And then it reinforces the material by them repeating it back to you, right?
That's correct. So after the door to the refrigerator, then the question is, what was most interesting that you learned today? What was the best fun you had? In which class was that? And a lot of our TIPS materials help students talk to parents about what is actually in the real world that they use. That really echoes the same skills and talents they're learning in school. So it becomes something that's real.
When it comes to making homework interesting, is there a way to do that for kids?
Well, this is the teacher's job, and we have our materials that help teachers to do this. In teacher prep programs, they're rarely focused on homework, which is too bad and needs to be corrected. And so our National Network of Partnership Schools, which also includes the Calcasieu local district, by the way, they're doing a wonderful job with us, and other districts are welcome to join in. But the notion is that we can really help teachers understand the 10 purposes of homework so they can design homework to engage parents or to work with peers or to help children build special talents. All of those things require different homework designs.
Doctor, thank you very much. Very interesting. Joyce Epstein, co-director of the Center on School Family Community Partnerships, National Network of Partnership Schools, a professor of education at Johns Hopkins. Is there a website to which parents can go to learn more about this?
Absolutely. We are trying to work with district, school district level leaders. It's www.partnershipschools.org. www.partnershipschools.org.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea about that, asking them what did they do and explain it to me. Explain to me what you learned in school today. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to Steve Nelson when we come back, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board. That power station was supposed to come online on Monday. It didn't. We'll talk about why when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.